Violent crimes include homicides, rapes, robberies, assaults, burglaries, and thefts. 2012 was the second straight year without a murder in Juneau. The number of reported rapes dropped from 14 to 9 last year, and there were nearly 150 fewer assaults and 100 fewer thefts. Police Chief Bryce Johnson took over the top spot at JPD in May following the retirement of Greg Browning. He called the drop in overall and violent crime rates a shared community achievement.
And the Juneau Police Department is very proud to play our part in this community effort to drive down these crime rates.
Lieutenant Chris Sell leads JPD's Special Operations Unit. She says officers know there are still some crimes that go unreported, but she said it's still quite an accomplishment to see a decrease in reported crimes. Sell says the department is especially proud of a 23% increase in drug seizures last year.
We consider this a very high priority because the people who are abusing drugs are also committing burglaries to pay for those. There's also committing assaults because of drug debts and the various politics that goes on within that subculture in the community. So drug work is criminal work.
The total street value of illegal drugs seized in Juneau last year was over $1.1 million, up from about $895,000 in 2011. That's in addition to a $6,000 increase in drug money seized from $23,000 to over $29,000. Sell credits the spike in drug seizures to a more active partnership with the U.S. Postal Service, which allowed postal inspectors to come to Juneau more frequently than in the past. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.